This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I think it's done good with the treatment, the work that we've gotten in. I mean, obviously, it's a short amount of time, but I thought we had a good day yesterday and good work after the game as well. So I'll get to work in practice and try to push it to see where I can get to. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put our team in a bad position. So if I feel like I can play and go out there and win a football game, I'll play. And if I don't feel like that's the best case scenario, I'll let guys like Carson play. I mean, he's a guy that's won in this league as well. So it's just about pushing it this week, seeing where I'm at and making the best decision then.
Patrick Mahomes. I haven't listened yet this week, but I'm imagining Denny Carter at Roto-World talking about Mahomes' injury as the world's lowest ever high ankle sprain. The high ankle sprain has never been lower than it is when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, who maybe doesn't end up missing a game at all. I bet he does. My guess would still be he misses this game.
I hope so, but I'll believe it when I see it. It just feels like too many times I've thought it's mostly in games and he leaves for a bit. There was one earlier this year already where he left the field and it looked like, oh my gosh, and then he was back in the third quarter or something. Like it was near halftime. He left for a little bit, but then came back. He just seems to really bounce back fast. I don't know if that means he's over-dramatizing these injuries that he suffers during these games or not, but I'm fully expecting to see him play. I get why KC should be cautious with him, and I guess I even want to trust that they will be. Like if he can't protect himself and putting himself at more risk to get caught and get hurt again and maybe more seriously, I would imagine they would be really cautious about that. But I don't know, man. He just plays them all.
Hypothetically, and I hope you don't mind this question, if the Chiefs had lost two of those games that they probably should have, Denver, Raiders, whatever, if they had lost two of those games, still had the division wrapped up in this hypothetical scenario, but they're 11-3, and so are the Bills, and Mahomes has this injury, would their attitude be any different? I'm thinking maybe not. Like, they can afford to play it safe. They can afford to lose one, at least. Mm-hmm. So they almost should. Who knows with the injury? You're sort of always guessing it, like what it actually feels like, and you can't know. But they can afford to lose a game. I wonder if they were 11-3 instead of 13-1, tied with the Bills, but behind because of the loss here, if they would necessarily treat it any differently because of what happened last year.
Right. That's what I'm thinking here. in their experience, how sure you'd like the bye and you like to be at home, but they won from the three last year, right? Was that where they ended up, three? So you know they won a wild card game and then had to come here and then had to go to Baltimore and it didn't deter them. So I would feel like, as much as you still would feel like you want to try your level best to run the race, that you would slow. It's maybe the biggest reason why, you know, you could be right about him not playing. I'll believe it when I see it. But it would make sense for them to at least, you know, shoot for Christmas, maybe, if you think you can come back soon and not miss the requisite month with a high ankle sprain. At least you got another game in a few days, so don't rush this week, because they've got the cushion. They can't afford a loss. You know, the thing with them, though, is I don't know if they're thinking that way at all. All their games have been close, like even with him. So if they play without him when he could play and drop one and then lose one anyway, which, again, they could have lost any of these games that they played. They've all mostly, except for just this last week, recently have been all one-score games. So I don't know how big they think their margin for error is, but sitting where they're sitting, I don't know, and what they did last year, I don't know, and you've won two Super Bowls in a row. Like, how driven do you need to be to get the one and rush him onto the field? I mean, everything says they should slow play it, but he always plays. So I think if they weren't all set up, I don't know that it would change much at all, because it sounds like they're open to him playing if they think he's okay to do it. And I don't know, man, where they're sitting, if Allen were nursing a high ankle sprain, but it didn't feel that bad and I could do some stuff on Tuesday and I'm hoping I can play, I think I'd be in here going, you have a two-game lead for the one seed. Sit down, dude.
I assume Allen always has a high ankle sprain and five other ailments, but just doesn't matter to him. He's just impervious. I was talking to Davis Maddock on ADP Chasing. He's a Chiefs fan, and he said the guy that needs to sit is Kelce.
Mm.
Fantasy playoffs, what did Kelce give us in week 15 against Cleveland? Like 4 points? Just can't do anything with the ball anymore. He can get open, he can make that turn and catch the ball, and that's it. Like Ertz was. I mean, Ertz was the example for this, but he kind of had a comeback with Washington this year. But remember, there was a Twitter account, like, did Zach Ertz break a tackle on that play? And no, was the name of the account. Like, then we'll always just say no. And that's kind of where Kelce is at. So
wow.
If the Chiefs get the luxury to rest players, he's one of them.
Yeah.
I would think.
So he's like a big broken down Beasley now. Basically just catch the ball, fall down. Like that's it. It's over. Like, thanks for getting open, but that's the end of the play.
Just as we're talking, it was announced the Chiefs listed Mahomes as having practiced fully today.
Of course they did.
And this is their, well, this is debatable, but I think this is their easiest game left. Home to the Texans. I'm also looking for the spread, and at BetMGM it's off the board.
Because of Mahomes. Yeah.
But Houston had been favored by a couple points.
I think I agree with you. I think this is the easy. Pittsburgh should be a tougher game, and I think Denver's a tougher game.
Both
this.
On the road.
Yeah. Well, may he sit out, or may he play and they lose anyway. I don't know, whatever. Either way, it is pretty cool the way it's shaping up here with the timing of all this. That they play Saturday, Bills play Sunday, then they play Wednesday, and so do the Steelers, and like those are the two teams right around, you're in a sandwich between those two teams in the standings right now, and they'll play before you play your Week 17 game. So you can, you know, handle accordingly, depending on what those results look like, you know, moving forward. I kind of like that.
803-0550 is the number. I'm thinking, I guess the Steelers would have, could still have a chance to get to Kansas City. Maybe, I don't know, tiebreakers. But otherwise, it's like the Bills are the only team affected by what happens with the Chiefs here in the next few weeks. And I don't like for, just sort of a simple thing, I don't like for the teams, whether it includes Pittsburgh or not, for the Bills, what Houston what their situation is going into this game in Kansas City. I said this yesterday. Like, they've already clinched their division, and they could still get to the 3 or even the 2 perhaps, but not likely. And they now, 3 games left, they can be judicious with their players, and I think also their play calling. I'd want to, again, what if it were us? Like, I'd want to use this game on Saturday at Kansas City to try to experiment and figure out what their tendencies are to my formations, you know, maybe be prepared if there were a playoff rematch to pivot off of that. So you always want to win, but it's not like Houston is in do or die mode. I mean, they're like in the opposite.
There's almost no urgency there. But I would think, other than, you know, pride and whatever, right? I mean, you probably avoid, you know, winning the division with a 9-8 record, right? Like, just tanking the rest of the season here if you're Houston. But, yeah, I mean, I think you want to be thinking about, you know, familiarize yourself with the phrase load management.
Yeah.
I think if you're Houston, I mean, you're locked. That's it. Well, to an extent, they could still get the 3.
They could still move up, but... What's the difference, really? The difference is the Ravens. That's the difference. There is a difference between Baltimore and Denver, or the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not nothing. And it's also, you know, usually how, at least it's how they talk. I think it's how it goes in football, where there's 3 games to go. We're not sitting here trying to strategize what not to do well, or just sort of these sort of like next level concepts with motivation. And you're just trying to win.
And what the matchups are going to be, because you can't really manage any of that. It's not only your result, obviously, is in your hands. I mean, Baltimore could still win their division. And then if you're playing to avoid them in a wild card matchup and they end up being the 3 seed, like, I mean, thanks for coming. I hope you enjoyed avoiding that, because you got to avoid it anyways.
Let's go to Dwayne here next on WGR. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi.
I added up the points. Out of the 5 teams that Buffalo played with winning records, we gave up 175 points. If Josh Allen plays a great game, that might not be enough. He's got to play spectacular like he has the 2 weeks. And my question is also, if Pittsburgh and Baltimore end up in a tie, who gets the division, does it look like?
Steelers.
The Steelers get it. Ah, okay.
I'm not sure that's in every instance, but... that's how it looks from at this point.
Because the way I was looking at the playoff thing, for some reason, I figure Baltimore might do in Tennessee. I mean, on the Texans. And whoever we got, we should get beat them. Talking about Kansas City wins the thing. So that means Baltimore would go to Kansas City, since they're the wild card team, and Pittsburgh would go here.
If the Steelers were to win that game, right. That's right.
Right. So it looks like, in that scenario, the number 2 spot would be the best spot. I mean, if Baltimore could stay in the spot they're in.
Well, that's right. You're reading, thanks, Dwayne, you're reading this correctly. If that happens, you still have to beat Denver or the Chargers or whoever else might slide in there. And that's not a given. It doesn't, you're not saying this, it doesn't evolve to the point where you'd rather not be the one to avoid that matchup, I think. And if Pittsburgh isn't that strong and it's Denver at Pittsburgh and Denver wins, then whoever the highest seed is, or lowest, right, the 6, would go to the 1. And now you're playing the Ravens, if that the rest of what you said is true. I don't know that Pittsburgh win a tiebreaker in every situation, but I've played around with that playoff machine a little bit, and that's usually where I end up. The Ravens will have split with Pittsburgh if they win their meeting on Saturday, but the Steelers still have the edge for some other reason in the tiebreaker. Ross Tucker coming up at 5. Thanks, Dwayne. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.